You know, I never used to like summer. Here in the Midwest, it's hot. Hot and humid. After high school and into college, you didn't really get summers off anymore. And if you did, you kind of grew a little bored and wandered around in the bathwater air. The days are so long, and I've always been more of a night person. My best creative hours are during the time when the sun is setting or hasn't yet risen. Turns out the summer sun does not get trying to sleep in after being up all night. But neither do my cats or children, so I'm hurt. As usual, I had a whole different sermon planned. I wasn't feeling very enlightened about it, so I took the hint, I trashed it, and stared at the blank page for a while. I sat in the heat and let what really wanted to come up simmer. What is cool about summer is jazz in the botanical gardens in St. Louis, farmers markets in every town, events like Pagan Picnic and Gay Pride, Camp Fest, and family reunions, even church revivals, all things that involve being outside with friends and community. Relaxed, but energized. I think of drum circles and backyards and bonfires, just the right amount of shade during the day, and candles and tiki torches twinkling at night. And though it's still hot, a fan blowing on warm skin feels really good. A song carries a long way in warm air. And though the days are long, I'm part of corporate America, so I'm frequently up as soon as the sun is. And so it's a pleasant surprise when I walk back out of the cave of fluorescent lights and blink into sunlight. Hello there, you're still here. Huh. Perhaps there's more opportunities for day in the summer. But I've been working long days, like so many of us, right? Writing changes here at church and in every other community or family or friend circles that you have. And you know, I'm getting cranky and hot and creatively stifled, and I'm just not nearly enough fun. And although the universe is always talking, my inner voice is just really a little bit more loud than it normally is, and I can't hear as well as I normally like to. I've grown distant. You ever have moments like these? Yeah. So when I catch myself at times like these, I go to my altar and light a candle. Fire and heat again. It seems counterintuitive. Sometimes that candle has a special significance, the super secret red power passion candle of creativity. And I don't know, I probably bought it at a dollar store. Or it's tea lights in a wall sconce and I call my mom or my friend or look in the mirror and say, hey, universe, how you been? I miss you. I miss us. I miss me. But what's great about being at the altar with the fire burning is I give myself that space to ritually separate fact and fiction. Need and want and gets pushed aside, and I uncover my real desires. Because sometimes they get cluttered underneath the piles that gather as day-to-day life goes at a faster and faster pace. And so each of us has our own way of doing this, otherwise we wouldn't be able to make it. And I'm really interested in hearing yours as well. But we seem to be really good at finding our bliss again in the summer. And confession time. I'm not really a domestic diva, but I am really digging the explosion of flavor and the simplicity of summer food by other people. Visiting friends in Colorado a few weeks ago, friends that I would call foodies, which means they don't eat at McDonald's, really, in my frame of reference, but they have amazing choices of food. I remember a simple lunch, dark leafy greens, black and green olives, leftover bacon crumbles from breakfast, baked bread, cheese, a vinaigrette salad dressing that they, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, shake up, made right there on the spot. Water to drink. Plates of vibrant colors and odd shapes were handed all around, and little serving pieces for each of the individual ingredients were placed on the table. We sat together, talked, passed food, sampled. I didn't know I liked olives. And although I don't remember the exact conversations, and there were some good ones, I do remember the food, who was at the table, and how I felt. The best word that I have for an experience like that is sacred. And it seems like that happens more in the summer, in the heat. I wonder if by the sun lingering overhead and the clothing we are wearing getting lighter, getting brighter, getting less of it, the light of sacred fire literally can reach more of us, get in deeper into us. Accidentally, and unexpectedly, while I was listening to an online radio show by a friend and good teacher of mine, a lady named Karina Blackheart, the radio show being Blackheart Radio, a guest of hers mentioned a reference, Leonard Cohen, a song in reference of the ongoing unfurling and perhaps flaws and faults that we have as humans. Since I didn't have a clue as to who Leonard Cohen was or where that reference came from, I did have to YouTube and Google. I know. I'm learning. That's why I keep hanging out with you guys. So after I was blown away by this Leonard Cohen song, there's a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in. Simple. Beautiful. Sacred. And I believe that unjust systems fall, evil feeds upon itself, and perhaps as we as individuals dare to cast off our own hiding places and bear more or of ourselves into the light, maybe it will shine deeper on us and in us. What on earth makes us want to light fires in the summer? I guess there's something primitive about running outside after the long winter and the finicky spring temperatures and going, yes, we made it to the other side. All right. Winter is not going to peek around a corner and whisper boo anymore. All over the country and in our own small areas, there's parades and parties, visits to Stonehenge, Cahokia Mounds, just south of here in Cahokia, Illinois, midsummer celebrations, secular and non, church revivals, even fireworks over the river. Happy birthday, America. Pew, fire. Throughout human history, it seems that heat urges us to be outside and join with it. Perhaps it's because humans on this planet have long gazed up into the sky and felt wonder and awe. We've watched the seasons turn and the endless stretch of sky above, brilliant and bright some days, cloudy and stormy other days, the nights deep. The earth, we hope, at this point in the year is bursting with greenery and the fruit is ripening. Things are coming up. You can pluck it and eat it right there. There's so much visible activity. At some level, if we were to link this hopeful sky with our lives and future, and at some level, the earth with our present and past, the sun appearing in the sky again for another day, higher than ever before. The sun that's able to reach all of us and yet touch each of us. That could mean something. Though we have no idea how tomorrow will go, we can bask in the light today. Let it get in us, warm us, and ignite our souls. Ignite us enough that maybe we too can touch the earth and sky. With our own sacred fires burning brightly, perhaps we have enough light to let it out and shine. What's not to celebrate about that? So maybe this isn't a UU-style summer revival, but sometimes I wonder, maybe our celebrations of summer services and Camp Fest, especially being lay-led, something different, is the crack. The crack that's in everything that lets the light in.